This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Yes, something like that. Before this lady was our 9 to 12 announcer here on Hope 103.2. Before then, she was part of Breakfast as From Mouths of Babes, this segment we call From the Mouths of Babes. It's, you know, and from our perspective, she still is From the Mouths of Babes expert,
yes.
Katrina Rowe. But you may also know her from 9 to 12
yes.
on Hope 103 weekdays. Katrina Rowe, very good morning to you.
I have to say, I owe everything to you guys. You
know? Yes. Yes, you do.
You put me on the air.
We're kind of like the Today Show on Sunrise. Because, like, Sunrise made the PM, Kevin Rudd, you know, because of his appearances on Sunrise.
Former
PM. He made PM. And then, of course, he's no longer there. But Julia Gillard, of course, Today Show, she was doing appearances on the Today Show and is now the PM.
So that's the secret to in politics.
Well, the secret for getting maybe a shift on Hope is to be part of the Breakfast program and then you become 9 to 12 announcer.
You could be the next Prime Minister, Katrina.
Well, thank you so much for that. Actually, I've taken a little bit of inspiration from our new Prime Minister for this week's segment because I've decided to focus on education, which is something that our new Prime Minister is very passionate about. And basically we've started to actually think about where Birdie might go to school, and it's actually quite a big decision.
Absolutely. Are you thinking private, public or Christian?
Well, we'll probably just send it to the local public school for primary and then maybe to some kind of Christian or Anglican school for high school. And the reason is because I went to an Anglican school and it actually had quite a big impact on my faith. It was actually quite instrumental in me sort of developing my Christian faith. But my husband, he went to like every kind of school known to man, like Christian, public, Catholic, even did correspondence out of a caravan for a year.
Oh, wow.
I think he went to 11 schools in total. So, you know, I'm certainly hoping for a little bit more stability than that for Birdie.
Okay. And what about the academic side of things? Is that important to you?
Well, I suppose every parent hopes that their child will do well academically. But I actually have a different take on it. I actually don't want my kids to go to a school that gets the most brilliant results because I've known a number of people who went through their entire school life feeling dumb because they were in the bottom half of their class, but then they actually went on to get over 90 in HSC. So in a really selective school, even very bright kids can mistakenly spend, you know, 6 years of their life feeling like the slow one, which isn't great for the self-esteem. And if you've spent your entire formative teenage years feeling inadequate, it's very hard to then reprogram yourself later in life. So I actually wouldn't want to consider one of the really sort of elitist schools unless I happen to have, you know, an extremely gifted and talented child.
So what are you looking at in a school?
Well, actually, one of the things I've thought about a lot lately, now that I've got a bit of distance from my own school days, is that I actually think the most important aspect of school life is the friends that you make. You know, that's what forms your character. That's what determines the kind of person you become. And with keeping that in mind, I've started to realise that I actually think proximity is really important. Like, if you want your child to form strong friendships and have a sense of belonging and community and to get involved in the life of their school, then, you know, travelling an hour and a half on the bus is probably not really conducive to that, you know. So I think for me, big priority is going to be that it's relatively local and that, you know, we can all get involved in the school community because that's probably just as important as whether it's, you know, private, public, Christian, selective, co-ed or whatever. Yeah, that's sort of how I'm thinking at the moment.
Well, that's good. Yeah. I'd like to know how it works in your home. What did you do when you were choosing a school for your kids? Do you have a preference, Christian, private, public education? Have you had to choose different schools even? For different children in your family, what would you do differently? What have you learned along the way? 1-300-40-2020.
Thank you, Katrina.
Oh, you're welcome. I look forward to hearing some advice.
Yes, look, it's a tough one. Thinking the same thing in my household too, with a 4-year-old, a 2-year-old and a 9-month-year-old. The other two are not too, you know, it's not so soon. But for the 4-year-old, it's coming up pretty soon. We need to make a decision and that will affect the other two as well, probably. Or maybe it won't.
Homeschooling?
Look, there's an option.
1-300-40-2020, let us know.
What do you think, Elizabeth?
Well, I think it's a public private school. If you're a Christian, you have to put your kids in Christian school. Not you have to, that it's the best option for the kids. Because you want the same values that you are taught at home to be taught at school too.
Look, that's a fair argument.
You don't want the clash happening Like, my kids were in public school, and I had to take them out when also I was, like, struggling back then. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, all right.
No, I appreciate your perspective. That's one view on it, isn't it, really?
It is.
Also on the phone is Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
What do you think?
Well, I went to a Christian school for 11 years. My wife went to a Christian school for 13 years. And we thought about it very carefully. And we thought about that verse in the Bible that talks about letting your light shine before all men.
Mm.
And we thought that sending our kids to a Christian school wouldn't be obedient to that. We also thought that putting them in a Christian school would make us lazy parents and possibly wouldn't force us to give our children a thorough Christian education at home. So we look at our roles now as us being the people that make our children's light shine brighter at home so that when they go out into the world every day, that they are a very good example for Christ.
Okay, well, there you go. Isn't a different perspective to Elizabeth, but still pretty darn good way of looking at it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, good on you, Mark. Yeah, appreciate that one. You have two really opposite views there, but I mean, they can both coexist quite happily, I think. It's a thing that you need to decide for yourself. There's no doubt about that. You need to make that hard decision. There's obviously benefits to going to a Christian school or a private school.
There's a big question of finances. You go to school for free or you can pay lots of money for it.
I mean, there's still obviously costs associated with public education, but that's an option too. I have friends who are very firmly public education. They say, absolutely, look, as Christians too, they're saying, they've got to go in the public system. We must support the system. We've got to, you know, we've got to have Christians and Christian teachers in the public system. Absolutely agree with that. And then others who say, well, you know, I really want my kids to be growing up in a Christian environment and being taught that stuff at school. And that's a fair opinion too. Mm. It's a conscience vote.
So long as my children are getting A's in every subject,
yes.
I don't mind. As soon as they start failing, I'm getting them out and homeschooling them.
Oh, gee. I really worry for your poor little kiddies.
That's how it works.
Poor Connor, poor Hallie.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
Connor is 5 at the moment, and we are currently looking at trigonometry.
Fair enough. Well, no, I've started Jordan, my youngest, on flashcards.
Good.
It's important.
Yes.
It's important.
Yes, that's right.
So just basic things like sight words and so forth.
Yeah. And like, you know, you will not eat dinner until you answer these 10 questions.
Yep.
It works really well.
What's the problem with that? What is the problem with that?
Should point out that we're joking because the lines have lit up. The lines have lit up. Don't complain. That's just a joke.
It's humour.
We're just being funny.
We need the humour bell to go off here. Ding.
Not being serious.
Sure, it may not have been particularly funny either. It's out there, all right?
It's out there. Just don't complain.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.